This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we're well and truly into summertime now. School holidays are coming to a close, but if you've had the luck to do some travelling, maybe you've used a great state voucher. I'm joined this morning by Brent Hill, Executive Director of Marketing with the SA Tourism Commission. How are you this morning, Brent?
Really well, thank you.
So this is the second round of great state vouchers. How's it been going second time round?
Well, actually, the good news is it's a little bit above the first time we ran it back in October. So that's really pleasing. And we're definitely seeing people getting out and about across Adelaide, but also out into the regions, which is amazing.
Mm. So I guess there was a bit of an expansion this time around compared to the first go at it. Was there a bit more involvement with regional spots to use the voucher?
Yeah, so there is definitely more operators involved this time around, which was great. We saw more people, you know, come on board. Yeah, maybe they looked at the first one and just wanted to see how it played, and then they saw how successful it was and jumped in. And what we also did is we allowed smaller properties in. So properties down as low as, five rooms, they were allowed in. So an example of that is Bikirk up in Clare Valley. With the amazing glamping tents they've got out there, they were allowed in this time around, and they've done exceptionally well, which is really exciting.
Hmm. And so where have some of the more popular spots been? Of course, Clare Valley and York Peninsula in particular come to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you can imagine, some of the properties that offer a lot of rooms, so Wallaroo Marina Apartments, for example, has done really, really well. Naturally, the caravan parks, so Discovery Park to Clare has done really well. But I'm really pleased for Bukirk. They were in the top three most heavily booked regional accommodations so far. So, you know, that's really exciting because it's that, you know, amazing glamping product. They've now got these glamorous coupes up there as well. And, you know, it's just good to get people out there because you know that they're going to go and spend money at Umbria and Seed and all those amazing places up in Clare.
Yeah, I know. I was. I didn't even realise there was glamping in the area until a few people on my Instagram started posting about being in the Clare Valley. Oh, okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So I guess just compared to the last time one of the great state vouchers was run, how has it been this time around? Because, of course, we haven't had an interruption with a COVID outbreak this time around.
Yeah. So, look, I think redemption will be a little bit higher than before. The last time around was about 45%. So I suspect this one will probably land somewhere around 50% or so, which is really, really good. I mean, in my experience, you know, I've worked in, you know, retail and finance before this. Whenever you put something out for free that's got a redemption as part of it, you know, getting to 50% is amazing. So we're really pleased with that. And that's why we put more vouchers out, because we know the redemption rate's going to be around there. So we put a few more vouchers out to enable the number that we really want. But I think, look, the really exciting thing is that there's still availability because you can travel right through to the end of March. So people are still finding availability out there and going and having a crack.
Of course, last time I spoke to the SA Tourism Commission before the end of the year, last year, Rod Harricks, the CEO, said that there were vouchers made available for people interstate travelling to South Australia. I know we've had some interstate border troubles, but has that been taken up?
Yeah, it has, and that's exciting as well, because we didn't do a whole lot of marketing. You know, we try and keep the costs really low on this and just make sure that the money goes, you know, straight into the operator. But yeah, look, we had pretty solid numbers from interstate, and a lot of that was from Victoria, which is great because they've, you know, largely been trucking along well, but also Queensland and New South Wales. So, look, hopefully by the end of this month, New South Wales will be back open, and then we're pretty much cooking with gas from there.
And so with the success of this one, of course, this next round running until March, there are plans to maybe have a third round of Great State Vouchers further into 2021.
That's right. Yeah, we are looking at one. We obviously look at all parts of our tourism industry and just see where we can help out. So the area that, you know, particularly was very strong with international tourists is that sort of tour, you know, guided tour tourism product. So that's something we are looking at. It's a lot more complex to work through, but that's something we are looking at as well. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled for that one. But, you know, we're pretty excited to put that out at some point in 2021.
No worries. Well, Brent, thank you so much for your time today.
Anytime. No worries. Cheers.
That was Brent Hill, Executive Director of Marketing with the SA Tourism Commission on your Classic It's Breakfast.